And we are alive, Crane Christian Church. So glad you're with us this morning. And we are back to Matthew. And I want to talk about this morning the currency of love. Okay, now I want to talk to you for a minute so I want you to understand what we're talking about. So in 1978, I was absolutely desperate to get out of Minot, North Dakota. I'd been walking around aircraft for a living with a gun and watching, and it was boring, and I was freezing, and the wind was blowing, and I was ready to. So I went to the administrative offices there in the Air Force, and I was there talking to this guy, and he was a nice guy, and I said, "How do I get out of here? What's the quickest way to get out of here?" I said, "I don't want to get in trouble." Okay, because some people were just quitting and getting put out and all kind of stuff. I said, "This is a mess. I don't want to be here." And he said, "Well," literally, he said these words. He said, "If you put worldwide any on your dream sheet, worldwide any, in other words, the next thing that comes up, you'll get it at an E4, no, I think I was an E3 at that point, whatever, in your slot, in your job, you'll get it. Because you're just saying, send me, please, Jesus, send me, you know." And that's what I did. I just, and I said, "Lord, here it goes." So with my excitement, 6 weeks later, I got these orders. They said I was going to Germany. And I said, I went to my flight chief, and I said, "Hey, I'm finally getting out of here." He said, "Well," I said, "I'm going to Germany." He looked at it and said, "No, you'll never see Germany." He said, "That's Turkey. That's a detachment we've had in Turkey since World War II. I said, "It don't say Turkey." He said, "Don't matter. That's where you're going." Okay. Detachment 184, Tuslog 8, at New York, APO, whatever. So anyway, so when I got there, I had money, American money, green. Okay. Some of it was changed. But guess what? On the market there, I couldn't spend dollars. Guess what I had to get? Are you ready? Turkish lira. Turkish lira. And their exchange rate was pretty good at that point. And, you know, it was we could buy a good bit for our money. And that's not the purpose of me telling you that. But I want to tell you something. My money, unless I went to a bank and exchanged it, I mean, they would look at that. They didn't really know what it was at that point. Maybe on the underground, I could have got rid of some of it. But the bottom line is this, guys. The accepted currency of that kingdom was the lira. The accepted currency of the kingdom of God is love. And you go, "Well, Bruce, what about all this other stuff?" If it's not done through the currency, the proper currency, guess what? It does not bear the proper fruit. And guys, I just want to tell you, it's wearing me out. It's absolutely wearing me out. So here's the deal. And with that in mind, we're going backward a little bit, and I'm going to go fast here, which means nothing, okay? No, I'm serious. It means nothing. When I say that, it means I'm kind of trying, or I want you to feel better. Okay, so here's the deal. Verse 13. "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned?" Guys, I want to tell you something. That salt that he is calling you to be is in the currency of his kingdom. The currency of religion is, "Man, I look good on the outside. I have scrubbed the outside of this cup, but there's dead bones on the inside." Have you guys ever seen what happens in religion when the top gets knocked off and the dead bones start stinking, and you get start seeing the affairs and the greed and the, all of this, and you say, "Well, that can't be real." No, I'm going to tell you something. That's the same thing that was happening 2,000 years ago. That's the same thing that was happening when they was trying to kill Jesus. They said, "It's too good to be true. You can't be the Messiah because you're not freeing us from Rome. The politics aren't right of it." Is that what they said? Okay. "You don't look like you're supposed to look. Anything good ever come out of Nazareth?" Remember that? "Anything good ever come out of Camden?" You know, Yeah. Yeah, the paper mill. But anyway, so what's this? With that currency, he has called us to flavor the earth with his love. What's this? What else does salt do? It also, in love, be what smooths things out. Remember what we talked about, the abrasiveness of salt? You take salt and rub it on something, put a little water with it. People have brushed their teeth, washed their hands. There's all kinds of things that's been done with salt through the years. And I want to tell you something. He has called you to be that in the marketplace, to bring his love, his grace. Watch this. You say, well, that sounds abrasive. That sounds like love. Listen, love covers a multitude of sins. Is that what it says? Love never fails. Love thinks the best instead of always picking and thinking the worst. Them dirty so-and-sos, them so-and-sos, them so-and-sos. I'm going to tell you something. You need to hold the mirror up. I posted something a few weeks ago or whatever, and a friend of mine, he responded, and he said, man, when you said that I need to be weeding my garden instead of everybody else's, it's wearing me out. And because he actually, you know, it clicked, you know. But it clicks to me too, guys, because if you're not careful, we become all about what some... Them people need to be better. Them people need to be better. I'm going to tell you something. The guy that needs to be better is the guy that I did shave this morning, but I left a little on the sides. Okay. So we are also a preservative, because this world is spiraling out of control, and it is rotting and it is stinking. But if you put salt in there, it will cure and it will preserve until he's ready to come get us. Are you watching? And that preservative is love. And here's the deal. That's the currency. And here's the deal. The other thing it does is literally, a few years ago, I was struggling with my blood pressure a little bit. And I may be wound just a little bit too tight. But the point being is I started putting an enormous amount of black pepper on everything and no salt. And here's the deal. I love black pepper. But if you didn't put a little salt with that, it didn't work. But I found out that I could just put a much less salt, but a little bit. I had to have that salt to get the flavor that I was looking for. Not that I'm picky. Whatever. But the point being is salt is essential for this earth to be flavored the way God called it to be. And someday he's going to take all the salt out, by the way. And if y'all have any insight into that date, I won't write that last check to the power company that I need. It's on my desk. But I'm talking about the rapture. Sorry, that's trying to be funny. But all right. Or I'll run a little bit more up on my credit card for you people that are left can do it. So watch this. Then he calls us to be light. To be light. And love is light. I'm going to tell you something. If I love you, I don't want you falling over the furniture in the middle of the night. If I love you, I don't want you to step in a hole. If I love you, it's not in condemnation. You dummy, why'd you walk? No, what I do is I shine my light so that you can see. And he literally says these words. Watch this. Let your light so shine before men. We're in verse 16. That they may see your what? I can't believe he had the audacity. This is Jesus talking, by the way. I can't believe he had the audacity to say that. Because, you know, we're saved by grace, but it ain't all about you. What it is about you is making sure you're not by yourself in line to get through the gate in heaven. Okay? And watch this. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. No, we're going to be known that we know every Hebrew word and what you're not supposed to do and how this is going and the date that he's coming and all. No. All that's fascinating for some of y'all. But here's the deal. It's not fascinating to me. What's fascinating to me is I want to stand before the Lord. And he said, I'm glad you brought your posse. I'm glad you brought people with you. I'm glad that you represented me as the shepherd looking for the lost sheep. Thank you, Bruce. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm more self-centered than you are. But God has called me, and He's called you. Don't get saved by yourself. I mean, yeah, get saved, okay? But go to heaven, please, okay? But bring somebody with you. And if they don't look like you, good for them. If they don't act like you, good for them. If they have different set of values, good for them. Bring them to Jesus and he can get them a haircut and get them a tie. Okay, you don't have to worry about that. If I can find one, okay. So I know where they're at. Never mind, they're in the back of the closet. I saw them the other day. So watch this. Don't think that I came, talking about Jesus, to destroy the law of the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. I'm going to tell you something. Every law, every requirement of the law, you look at that and it is a picture. It is all a picture. Read the law. Study it. Listen. And you say, well, oh, I, when I get into the law, I get so condemned. You don't have to be condemned. You're under the dispensation of grace. But watch this, guys. I mean, if I'd have a different haircut if I was not under the dispensation of grace. No, I'm dead serious. I'd have the long locks, okay? Which I could rock that, you know? But I wouldn't, that's not where I'm at. Okay, I may or may not eat portions of a pig occasionally, okay, or a crawdad, okay, and I don't know how I would even keep my milk and my meat in a different bowl. And you go, what are you talking about? There's more that we won't get into while we're on film because it always makes people mad when I say it. But here's the deal. You put that in the same category as your righteousness, that ain't gonna work, okay, because the sacrifice has been made. But what he did is he fulfills that commandment. He solidifies and changes the currency when he said, Daddy, it's paid for. It's paid for. The currency changed from the law to grace, from the letter to love. And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't like that, good for you. It irritates me at times too, because I wish I could tell y'all what to do, because that way you wouldn't be running in the ditches. Okay. But what I can tell you is as we follow his path, he follows his path is the path to rightness, which is righteousness. Okay? So what happens in the next two chapters, and we're not going to be able, don't worry, everybody relax, we're just about done, seriously. But what happens in the next two chapters, the chapters that we have used to say, well, you know what, if you're mad, you're condemned. It's just like you killed them. We've used this to write the letter of the new law, right? We've got a new law now, and we got Jesus saying it, so I can beat you to death with it. Yes! You got to do what I tell you to do, because I'm going to beat you. I'm going to hold it over your head. Instead of seeing that what he was doing was laying out the new currency. Here's the deal. Watch this. These guys that he's talking to, there's not a Greek among them. These are his boys. Now, there's two theories of what's going on with this. One theory is that I was not there. I've read it in many versions, okay? I'm not kidding. Recently, I've read it in several versions, but through the years, I've read it in many. One theory is that he sees the multitudes. He's already been healing the multitudes, but he walks up the hill to get away from the multitudes and those that were willing, his disciples. And he ain't getting away from us, right? That's the way I feel. And he stand and he they come right up behind him, and he sits down, and then he speaks to his disciples. Okay? The other theory is that there's people all over this valley. He walks up the hill, sits down. They get close. I guess they're the bouncers. And then he speaks to the multitude. It doesn't change the message. Okay? One of those two things I think is right. You know, work it out amongst yourselves, is what my daddy would say. Work it out amongst yourselves. You know, we have to get to about to, we've got to get to arguing and fighting over that so they'll know we're church people. So they'll be confused if we love each other. Okay. So here's the deal. What he does is he's talking to these people who their entire lives, I want you to get this. This is the point for this morning. This is the point. Not the subpoints. This is the point. These people's whole lives was based on keeping the milk and the meat in the right bowl. And God did it. God started it. And you say, how ignorant is that? No. Read Moses. We just spent 2 years there. Come on. I mean, look at all. I mean, we didn't go through all of Deuteronomy, all of Leviticus, you know, because, you know, I got a short attention span. But here's the deal, guys. They were doing that because he was setting up a picture for us to see, for them to see, for the world to see, for the powers and principalities to see, that he is bringing forth, that he's about to pay the debt. He's about to change the money. Amen. He's about to change the currency. And we've used this and said, yeah, well, you know what? You was hateful, and you know what? That's just like killing me, and blah, 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 blah. And this person, this, and it's your fault, it's your fault, it's your fault, it's your fault. You know what the devil's doing? He's sitting back, and you say, well, the devil did that. No, the devil just set it up and let's watch us eat each other. I'm not kidding. And that's the whole, you just get on the interweb, you know? That's what's on the interweb. Everybody, I mean, I mean, you know what? I've joined the Forrest Thompson School. I don't care. Okay. Do what you want, moron. All right. So he taught me all that. So since he's an elder, I'm sure it's essential to our. So, oh, a deacon. Sorry. Yeah, he had to. Okay. So here's the deal. As we go through these the next few weeks, I want you to see what he's saying. He said, you've been told that divorce, he talks about divorce. You've been told Moses' law is this, Moses' law is this. But my intent is for love to be the currency. My intent is that every decision I make for Toby, Toby's my brother, he's my spiritual brother, that every decision that I make for Toby is love. Whether it's to pull him out or to set him down. if it's not out of love, guess what? It's the wrong currency. Well, he ain't making me look good. That's the wrong currency. Well, he's not following article number 674-321-643. You know, that's not the right currency. The right currency is love. And you see, for God, so had the right currency, no, loved you that he gave. And love always costs. It always costs. If it don't cost nothing, it's not love. Okay? Maybe attraction, okay, but it's not love. So what's this? As we just literally, it talks about the heart. It talks about agreeing with our, and as these guys are sitting here, I'm not kidding. When Paul says what he says about the things that I do, I don't want to do. The things that I don't do, okay, I want to do. What a mess am I? How is God going to work with this mess? Guess what? He's busy about writing a portion of the New Testament when all that's happening. Do you see that? And we've been through hero after hero, male and female of the Old Testament. And look at their lives. What a mess. And I'm not saying, I'm saying I'm making a point. You see what I'm saying? And you say, well, Bruce, I'm not good enough. You are absolutely correct. I've got some great news. You're right for once. Okay? And here's the deal. It don't matter. God's God and you ain't. Isn't he? And either he's God, if you're God, we're gonna clean out all these pews and we're gonna put some sawdust down and band's gonna have to learn some new songs. Okay? Because we're gonna get in. Okay. But here's the deal. You ain't God. God's God. And he said, I see you. And I love you. And I won't keep. Nothing will keep me from you, even if it kills me. And it did. Amen. And I want to tell you something. The currency that the world, we're using the currency of the world to try to tell them about the church. And we said, what was that guy? They sent me the video the other day. I'm sorry. And I don't know this guy. I don't care. But he said, the problem with this world is them men's got beards. Just like the world, and you look like the world, and the world don't know the difference. I'm going to tell you when the world will know the difference. When we start paying with stuff with the right currency. Amen. The currency of love. The currency of sacrifice. The currency of grace. Because see, you know, at one point all our money was backed with gold. The currency of love is backed with gold. And it ain't the gold that is never going to perish with age. It's the gold of the person, Jesus Christ. Lord, you're more precious than silver. You're more precious than gold, oh God. That's what backs the currency of what he's given us to give one another. And you say, well, I don't like the way they do things. Well, here's the deal. I don't like the way a lot of y'all do stuff. How irritating are y'all? Won't y'all do it just like I tell you? But here's the deal. Love covers a multitude of sins. Okay? I don't like the oil policy right now. Because it's messing with my wallet, my currency. Okay? And here's the deal. Guess what? God knows what he's doing. I don't like a lot of things that happen. But you know what? I've found peace stronger than the situations of this world. And it is not because I know this and I know that. No, it's because I know who knows everything. Okay? I don't have to know everything. In fact, you know, I've only got an 8-pound sack. I got about 16 pounds of potatoes I try to carry around with me every day. And I just make one phone call and I say, hey, what's that guy's name that does so-and-so? I'm serious. I call my sergeant at work and I go, hey, what's that guy that does so-and-so? How are we going to do this? I don't have to carry that around me. I got people to do that. Does that make sense? And here's the deal. My life is just like that. But you have now thought you've got to carry all the taters in your sack. And they're falling out and you're spending your time doing this right here trying to keep the taters in. And I'm going to tell you something. The taters is going to get smashed. And you're going to have smashed taters, which can be cleaned up and, you know, butter helps a lot. Butter covers a multitude of sin. But here's the deal, guys. As we go through this the next few weeks, we're going to go ahead and stop here in a second so we can take a break and have our meeting. But God, we thank you so much that you have brought us out of religious darkness. Thank you with me, guys. Thank you for bringing me out of religious darkness that I don't have to be. I'm in this world, but I don't have to be of this world, Lord. Lord, I pray for the new Jesus revolution. I pray for the new Jesus revival. I pray for those of us, Lord, who are longing for the day when people lay down their swords that we're using on each other and laying those down and hold hands and sing the praises to the Messiah, the one true God, Jesus. So, Lord, do that today, God. Start that process. And I thank you so much, Lord, for giving me a place to make a stand. Thank you so much for these people. Thank you so much, Lord, for the people online. Because, Lord, your currency paid the price. Your love paid the price. And love never fails. So, Lord, just like the little pin that Kathleen Beeland used to wear on her little jacket, we win. Amen. We win. We win. And so, Lord, if there's anybody watching this morning or anybody in here that says, you know what? I don't think God loves me. I pray right now, Lord, that not by might, not by persuasion of words, but by the power of the Holy Spirit right now, Lord, you would awaken the knowledge of your love in them, that they know that you love them. There is therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now peace from the Prince of Peace, the completeness of shalom, the blessing of the light that reveals the true Jesus. Not the religious Jesus, not the one that's dressed up. The person. God is love. Reveal that, Lord, today to people watching, the people that are here. And if you need to this morning, just say these words with me. Say, Lord, I need a Savior. I need a Savior. I believe, Lord, that you are God. Forgive my sins. Lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Help me, oh God, to be the man or woman you've called me to be. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with us, guys, private message me, catch me later, whatever, and we will give you some material, some stuff to get you started on this path. And we really love the fact that we have a whole audience out there, wherever, and here, and God bless you and keep you, and let his light shine upon you, and let's walk in peace. Amen. Have a great day. Take a 5-minute break, and then we're going to choose up sides and pick our dance partners. Have a great day.